And welcome to the first episode of season 9 of Swimming with a Fish. I am Crutch. We made it to 2025. Happy New Year, everyone. Once again, I am here with the two best people I can imagine to be with on a podcast, the Chief and the Goon. Goon, Happy New Year, sir.
And a Happy New Year to you, too. I understand we both had something in the office today that we're not accustomed to.
Wait, is that
a little bit of heat, or was that just me?
That was absolutely just you. Yeah, I was. Okay, let me preface. I didn't have to put the fingerless gloves on today, but I was wearing my jacket. And Chief, we know you're always cold, and welcome to 2025. Happy New Year, sir.
Yeah, I have my jacket on in my own house.
Well, you would be unhappy in our offices.
I was unhappy when I was there, so not much.
True. In fact, he was in the office I'm in now about 8 years ago, my recollection, something like that. Oh, 9 years ago now, right?
Well, I never used to wear a jacket in the building that you're in now. Are you on the fourth floor?
I am.
Okay, so
I'm literally like maybe, I don't know, three rows down from where we sat.
Wow. And I was okay in that building, man, over on the military complex,
mm-hmm.
the secret military complex.
It's a secret.
It is. It's frighteningly cold.
Yeah. We, you know, for working for the government, you think they could, you know, they spend $7,000 on a wrench. Maybe they could throw a few bucks at a heater.
A good boiler for the building, something.
If you walk outside my building, I mean, the air handler unit for our building is almost the size of a building, and it is pathetic.
And it's always running.
Yes. Yeah. I bet you somebody forgot to switch it over from winter to summer, or summer to winter. You know, it's always in air conditioning mode.
That was, what's this switch would do? We've never switched it back and forth, you know.
What's this cool heat?
Cool heat.
Well, just leave it where it is. I'm sure
he wants cool heat. So Chief, welcome back to your home office. I understand you've been traveling far and wide.
How are the lizard people?
So, it was funny when. I'm there and the guy goes, yeah, we're supposed to bring snow. And I turn to the guy that I came with and I said, I'm going to be making jokes like for the rest of this trip now. He goes, what do you mean? And I talked to the director and I said, sir, we bring anomalies. What? Oh yeah. So, disturbances in the air, all that kind of, yeah, you're get ready. So the next day comes and he's like, you promised anomalies. I don't see it. And I was like, it's coming. Yeah.
White flakes will fall from the sky. It's not manna.
So.
Yes. Please don't eat it.
The day after, he runs. Now, we're in the basement. It takes a good minute and 40 seconds in walking to get to the room that we're in. Because we do not have the large doors that you have, but we do have. It's just distance down. Mm. So the door flies open and he's got a snowball in his hand. He goes, it's snowing. It is white out snowing. I've never seen this. This is miracle. And then
it's a miracle.
So it's snowing bad. Okay, so it's snowing bad enough in a state that apparently has no salt or movers. They're like, by the time we go, hey, they're going to let everyone out early. They have already let everyone.
You guys are like closing the door behind you?
No, everything. It was just, you know, did the zombie apocalypse happen because Larry's everywhere?
Wow. They didn't even come looking for you?
No.
Shouldn't we get those guys down in the pit?
So, because we didn't know when we came back the next day, they had stated, oh, yeah, they let everyone go. That's why. And then he goes, hey, man, is there supposed to be more snow? Because that was great. And I told him, it's coming. As we are leaving, it is another whiteout. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm glad. Now I more appreciate the Ford Escape. I do not like its auto-off features, but the fact that the seats were heated, the steering wheel was heated, and apparently the windows are heated too, because we were able to go, and I said, the roads are absolutely empty. Like they're, and we didn't listen to the news or anything. We were just laughing as we're the only person on the road.
Oh my gosh. There's actually a chopper overhead. Those people are obviously not from this state.
What is wrong with them? That's what they say about us. When we come down from the Great White North and come to Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I did explain to them that I saw no cars in the middle of the road with their doors open. So I was like, no Marylanders here. Or no Montgomery County people, I'm sorry.
That's right. That's right. So that was predicted in the next 5 days for Montgomery County. Abandon your car immediately.
That's right. Just get out and start trudging.
Get out, open all four doors, get out of the car and walk away, man.
Like, you look like that those Russian hikers who left the campsite. Do you remember that story?
Yes.
Yeah. Still never figured that one out.
Well, they're not hikers, but
they were students, weren't they?
No, my
yes.
I'm the people that I'm referring to. It would seem that the Ukrainian military has just given up. Now, you're not hearing it on the news, but the folks that I have over there are basically saying, where did everyone go?
Oh, wow. I heard that the Ukrainian government was offering some help to California to handle the wildfires.
Anything to get out of the country.
Anything to really, I am willing to go put out fires in California if I can get out of the Ukraine.
The wildfires handled by that crack government team out there in L.A. and California?
You mean the government team on crack?
Well, there's greasy Governor Newsom.
God, does he look like a used car salesman, or is it just me?
Oh, my God. I've never seen more product in anyone's hair.
Yeah, he needs to stay away from the fire. I'm sure he would ignite it about 50 feet.
I'm thinking that's a good idea. You know, they just have one of the firemen standing by with a hose in case he ignites. Oh, wait, there's like no water in the hydrants.
Well, that's true too. Yeah.
Well, that's because they needed the money for, you know, equity and inclusion.
That's right.
Yeah. Cause I've listened to the three women who are in charge, the chief, the deputy,
careful.
Hey, you can't do that. I'm bringing you into this.
The deputy chief. Fire department, LAFD chief, LAFD deputy chief, and the DEI woman. Yeah, they're doing a bang-up job.
But you repeat yourself.
These three, the one of them, I think it was the deputy chief, said that, look. And by the way, anything Yankee Swamp Fox tells us about the fire service that contradicts what I say, he's right. I was only there for 4 years, you know, while I was in college and I left. He devoted almost his entire life to it. But women were just coming into the fire service when I was there. And I would say that most of the feeling was, okay, look, there's a test that full-time firefighters have to pass.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be in the fire department.
Sounds reasonable.
Strength test, agility test, because the job's very physical. Would you agree?
I would, 100%.
Okay, so if they can pass the test, you're in. That's mm-hmm. it. That's the only criteria.
Sure.
And I think, did either of you know Loud Jane on my project?
Of course.
You do know who I mean.
Yeah, how could you miss the large angry woman?
Oh, got it. Okay, right. I know who you're talking about right now. Got
and
it.
She was a fireman paramedic.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, but I mean,
appreciate her service.
We do. And she was, she had the body structure and the muscles to do the job.
And the tattoos.
Yeah. I mean, if we were both unconscious in one of the office rooms, she could haul us both out at one time. Gretch, be no problem.
Okay.
You know,
I put on a little weight, just saying.
So have I, but it wouldn't matter to her because
she was a big girl.
She was a big, she's a big, strong girl.
Big, big, strong.
And very loud because she was a little hard of hearing.
But not Russian.
So definitely everything not. She said was, oh, about 10 times louder than it needed to be. Not really her fault, but.
It wasn't in malice. It was.
No, it wasn't. The only time she ever yelled at me was when all the power in the building went out. And my erstwhile colleague, Lenny, and I decided that a good thing to do while everybody else was running around and waving their arms. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a fire. It was just a power outage.
Mm-hmm.
We went and got our lunches and sat at our desks and calmly ate lunch, talked to one another.
Did you do it by candlelight?
She was unhappy when she found out that we did not evacuate upon command.
You must obey commands.
That isn't exactly how she put it. It was very colorful.
It's an important thing. I'm just
sure it is.
Yeah, see,
sure it is.
You remember the great earthquake that we had?
I certainly do. I can tell you exactly where I was and scared the kudu out of me. Luckily, I was in a bathroom.
Yeah. I was in the floor and nearly the same desk that you are in now.
So I was in the penalty box, if you remember where that was in D. And the folks around me said, did someone fall? And we just stayed there. And it wasn't until security said, what are you still doing here? We said, working. He said, do you realize if... do you realize that we had an earthquake? And I was like, oh, so that's what that was. So.
Yeah, I was luckily on the ground floor. I was getting ready to leave, and I was in the men's washroom near the front door. And I'm standing next to a guy who is easily 2 inches, maybe 3 inches taller than me. And when you're standing next to somebody and suddenly you're eye to eye and then you're not, and you think to yourself, well, how did that happen? And you realize the entire floor rolled under you. It was time for me to leave the building.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
I was in that building again with my erstwhile colleague, Lenny. And we went over to you know who the first ones out of the building were?
Mm.
Well, it wasn't us, but we were we were the first from the fourth floor.
I would assume security was the first one out.
Lenny took advantage of goon wake down the stairs.
Oh, God.
I could have strapped
him. Did you basically pull that line that Andre the Giant does in Princess Bride? Where he just... And everybody gets out of his way.
Pretty much. And I get to the first floor emergency exit, and there's this Govy that I knew... pondering whether he should go out or not.
Yeah. Then what?
I assisted him.
You gave him nonverbal cues?
I did that out for you. I'm sure he's eating solid food by now. I might have moved him a little hard because he moved a good distance.
Did you punt him like a rugby ball? What?
Pretty. I shoved him a little bit because he was being indecisive.
Yes, we don't need.
He needed a little help evaluating all the data.
There you go. You're going to enjoy this as a related story. One of my coworkers, one of the people I work with today, he did a tour in Iraq, and in the middle of his tour, he was given 2 weeks leave to come home to be with his wife as he gave birth to his daughter. And so he got bumped and came home 2 weeks later missing her birth. But he's out at a Walmart. And he's got the cart and he's got the baby. And there are people, like an entire family, just meandering through, you know. Now, Now, in Iraq, where he was, you know, you went from point A to point B. They went as fast as you wanted to. There was no traffic lights or anything like that, you know. And he was just getting very frustrated in the Walmart. And he finally screamed at them, "Move with a purpose." His wife looked at him and said, "You and the baby back in the car." And he's like, "Fuck, it's for me." So, no names, but I had to tell that story. That had me laughing all day today. Move with a purpose.
Now I have something to say when I'm in my car.
Exactly.
But you know,
my dad used to say, "Move like you're alive."
That is, it is clean. It is direct. You know, it checks all the boxes.
It does.
It does. It does. I needed to say that this morning while on my way to work. A 30 minute trip. I left at 6:30, and I got to work at 7:45. Traffic on Maryland 32 for no reason. Although you know what the reason was. We're in a cycle of we're in a cycle of cold versus hot. It gets hot enough to melt things during the day and cold enough to refreeze them at night. And people go, "Oh, it's okay yesterday. I can go 600 miles an hour." And then they forget about F equals MA.
Right. They become a boat.
And they depress the brake pedal. And what happens? Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. That whole.
And they find out Newton was pretty much on track because they keep moving in the same direction they were moving.
Yes. The delta V for friction becomes zero.
And they end up off in the woods where a moving object meets an immovable force.
Like a tree stump.
Tree stump, stone wall, something. And then they have, then they screw up traffic for everybody. And if you happen to see them at work, they have the audacity to complain. Wrecked my car. It's because you're an idiot. I'm glad to have provided you with this information.
As long
as you need a vacation,
calmly and succinctly tell them, you know, because we know the charisma you carry. So
exactly, that's true.
You can sir, the amount of ineptitude that you showed. Was detrimental to all of those around you.
It was staggering.
This is when we went through what I could only describe as Silent Hill, because the snow when it started thawing, we're in the desert, and I was like, it's supposed to be arid, but now there is such a thick fog. That the person in the passenger seat says, "How do you see?" And I said, "I can't." And I said, "This is why I hope these people have their lights on, because I will not see their car. I will hopefully just see the light." But then, when I said that, the sun shone. And what happens when you have bright light plus fog? I was like, maybe we've died, because all I see is... He said, "I hope not. I need to get
it." High beams in fog, you know. Yeah, because the sun can be a high beam for everybody.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, I was like, is it just blaring on us? Because I can literally see nothing at this point. And I was like, well, you know, as Ricky Bobby said, I should just slam the gas and try to get out of this as fast as possible.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you sound like the discovery I made with one of Hurricane's Christmas presents.
Which one?
Well, I bought her a set of 4 LED lanterns to use instead of candles should the power go out. You know, and they're rechargeable with the USB plug, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a light on the bottom, and you push the button.
You
better?
It's him. But so, ladies and gentlemen, Crutch apparently was laughing so hard that he has messed up his setup.
Oh my God.
He'll be joining us later on in the show.
Momentarily.
But as you stated, the goon continues.
Yes. So there's a light on the bottom and you push the little on off button twice to get that light. And I thought, well, it's not quite as much light as I want, but there's a little handle that you can hang it up on and that'll be fine. While I was playing with the light, Chief, I grabbed the top and I pulled, and the lantern started to come apart, revealing the inner very bright LEDs.
Oh.
Bright enough that perhaps you thought it was the second coming.
So on the box, how many lumens did it say?
You know, I don't know, but it's a lot of them.
So,
and you know, the more you pull it apart, the more light you get.
Yeah, because normally they have reflectors, and that is what generates it. When, like, we were, Home Depot sells these, they're LEDs, but they're LEDs in a circle, and then they have refractors, and that is what allows it to, dissipate the light in different directions.
I suspect that that's what they're doing here.
Right, so it was $100 a light, and it was pretty cumbersome to do it because it was a flush mount, so it went right up against the ceiling. Now we went, one of them, it burned out.
And, hi guys.
Oh, welcome back.
There you are.
And Crush has returned, but
sorry about that.
One burns out. I look at the reviews. The reviews say this is so pretty, but the lights only last about a year. And then I look at the purchase date. It's about a year. Like, man, spot on. So,
wow.
So my wife says, well, I really like these. I want another one. I said, I'm not going to spend another $100 for a year. So I said, okay, so do you like it because you like all this, you know, the way that the light goes in all these different directions? And she goes, yeah. And then I look specifically for LED lights with that special effect that lasts a while. And so I see it on Amazon for $40. And it was $40 and you get two. And I was like, I didn't even ask her if she wanted. I just purchased it and then said, hey, what do you think about this? And she goes, oh, that's great. And it's like, great, because it's on its way. Now, these things are incredibly heavy. And I was not prepared for that. Because all those little pieces, they have weight. And when you're holding it with one hand so that you can screw in the wires, because the way that your house is, it doesn't have a latch or anything for it to hang on. That gives you, or at least tells you, about your initial shoulder strength. So I got to learn about that.
Oh my, how? That's not how you want to learn.
No, not at all.
And because I have the skin of a lizard, as I was twisting once, I gently brushed against the nickel finish, and I started profusely bleeding all the way.
Whoa.
Oh,
so
are you sure it wasn't iron? You know, the Fae don't like iron.
I'm 100% sure that on the box it's a nickel finish. I don't know. Okay.
All right.
Whether that's true or not, I can only tell.
Maybe
you
spent what 5 cents on the finish. I'm just, you know,
that, why not? You know, you gotta do something.
Exactly. So, much like California, here in the Democratic People's Republic of Montgomery County,
you guys have brush fires?
We don't have brush fires, but they had a few water main breaks in the last couple of days.
Hmm.
So for all day today, we were on an essential use only water restriction.
Is that coffee?
I think so.
Okay.
So did you go out and make ice sculptures with your hose, letting it freeze?
Excuse me? You want to rephrase that?
I wrote my name in the snow.
Yeah, see?
It was nice handwriting.
Well, wait a minute. Garden hose, okay? I don't know what you're talking about. Or maybe ID. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Crutch.
Oh, you're such a suck up.
Yeah, crutch.
When charisma fails him, sycophanty works.
It's kind of two sides of the same coin. If you think about
well, if you would learn about charisma, you would see this is all under the umbrella.
Yeah. Your life would go so much smoother if you would just stop worrying about following the rules.
I'm a rule guy. I believe
they're not there to help you. Rules don't care about your. They don't care either. Rules in the state don't care about your personal convenience, comrade.
Wait, huh?
You have to say it in the native tongue, you know, Tavadish.
Tavadish,
yeah.
The state is not concerned about your comfort.
Oh, that makes sense.
So there is no I in team, but if you continue, there could be a U in
gulag. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying to you, Tavadish?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because 7 days from now, there will be no more terrorism in this country. There will be no more communism in this country. All will be well. Golden age of America starts.
So we'll only have The Handmaiden's Tale?
Exactly. I want to corner the market on red fabric.
Awesome. You're sick, man.
This is the time, and I told my kids, you know, pay attention, because you're gonna see
signs importance.
But you're gonna see why the Native Americans never stood a chance, as we conquered Greenland and Canada, and you know, it's not just making America great; it's making America larger. You know.
I'm kind of on board now with Greenlands and Canada.
Just
52
for the
two is an easy number. 52 is an easy number to make a flag for.
Yeah, the amount of stuff, whether it's true or not, no longer matters. What matters is
I'd like to state for the record that the Prime Minister of Greenland is like, we don't want to be part of Denmark. We don't want to be part of America, but we'll certainly help them with their defense. I'm like, okay, that's a win. We don't have to buy you, and you can just, you know.
How about a protectorate rule? Do you want that, or
pull the
do you just want us to have contracts?
Yeah, see, yeah, this is this, and people don't understand how conquering works. Oh, we're just gonna,
you know, what's really better,
and there's gonna be military folks here, and you know, all your resources, yeah, they belong to us too now.
But here's,
you're gonna get tattoos, and you're gonna get tattoo parlors and McDonald's.
They had a McDonald's. They gave it away. No, I'm sorry. That was Iceland, right?
Iceland gave away their McDonald's?
Iceland had a McDonald's. And I only know this because there's an Iceland guy all of a sudden in my YouTube rotation. I don't know how he got there. But they had one to make the burgers, you know, like McDonald's. There was too much import cost. So they changed it to some local thing, and it's pretty much the same thing, he says. So, you know, there's that. Anyway. There are six people in the county I live in for every person in Greenland. That's how many people. We could just take everybody in my county and overrun the entire country with just the people from my county.
Hi, we're here.
Exactly.
Can you move over a little bit? Thanks. That's kind of what we did to the Native Americans. We're just here for a barbecue. Could you move over? Thanks. A little bit more, please. Hey, thanks. Next, listen. There's more people here than we thought. Could you move over? They ended up on Alcatraz, off the continent completely.
Which is what they could turn it back into. I have heard Australia 2.0.
Oh, is that what Greenland was?
No, that is what Greenland can become.
Oh.
Can become.
Oh, wait a second. You mean everybody that we want to send to Guantanamo, we send to Greenland instead?
Yes, pretty yeah. Much. This is.
Oh, yes.
Greasy Gavin could go.
His hair would freeze.
The fire chicks could go.
Fire chicks.
Look,
that just sounds wrong.
I'm sorry, but they just, they're obviously not that great at running a fire department, okay? Because they forgot about the first important thing.
Water.
You need water.
Yeah. But wait, we saved a fish.
Is it a fish that's tasty, say, on a smorgasbord?
No, sir. In fact, it's totally inedible.
And why did we save it?
Because it was there.
You can use it for oil or something?
Please. No, I don't know. I don't think
so. I mean, maybe that's what Greasy puts on his hair.
Yeah, that's probably it's
you smell funny. Yes, dude.
God, man.
Look, you went there. Oh my goodness.
You ain't from the South, Crutch. You can't be making them statements.
I'm definitely not from West Texas. No.
So here's another funny thing.
Another funny thing. West Texas, because we're doing a podcast.
West Texas no longer sounds like that.
Really? What happened?
West Texas is now just Eastern Mexico.
Oh well.
So we have New Mexico.
Yeah, what's good while it lasted.
And we have Eastern Mexico. So
and the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cause this when you're over there, and I'm talking specifically to you, El Paso. There is
wow, let's call out an entire city.
There's absolutely no reason to have everything in Spanish, then another version of Spanish, then English. It's not fit. You know, Sierra La Fuerta. And I'm like, yeah, I understand it, but it doesn't make me happy because I can't keep telling people, hey, learn English when no one's speaking English here.
Exactly. By the way, I found the quote that says, we don't have to save the smelt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. According to the book of Genesis, God created man in his image and likeness to rule over all the earth and its creatures. Okay, we're done. Glad that's settled. Next.
Okay, so if we're ruling over creatures, that means that liberals can never hold office.
Well,
oh, see, okay. They see it the other way around.
I know. That's the beauty of it. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and y'all are ugly. So.
See, this is not that they're dumb. It's not that they're dumb. It's just that so much of what they know is wrong.
Right. Thank you, Ronnie.
This is
Ronald Reagan.
This is how you get racism. I'm not surprised by the person that is bringing this up. Just saying. It's,
ooh.
I thought we were starting a new year. And
obviously, we're just going to oh, well, you know, it only took you 33 minutes to throw
35
smell plates.
That's how long into the
mix. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, 2025 will be no different than 2024.
Although we might find a way to actually bring some guests on and they can
call me racist too.
Hey, he's just be pointing the obvious at this point, okay?
How about if we get that woman that just left the Washington Post, the pretend conservative? I can't remember her name.
Conservative. She got to narrow it down for
yeah,
you.
That's.
I bet if we bring her on, she won't last 2 minutes.
I don't know that we want to try her.
Yeah.
You don't think it would be fun?
No.
We should have a lottery.
We could have a contest. For who lasted the shortest amount of time.
We should have a lottery, you know, like the book.
These are bad ideas. Okay. Let's just say that now.
It's true. It is a bad idea. It would be funny, but wrong.
Oh well.
Yep, it was good for the 20 seconds it lasted.
Yeah, peace and harmony, all that crud.
By the way, I got a special invitation to go to the inauguration.
What a surprise.
I think everybody did, because I think when you click on the link, all you have to do is make a donation.
Oh, who'd you donate to?
I'm not sure.
Speaking of which, all kidding aside, what's her name? Pocahontas?
Elizabeth from Warren. Massachusetts, Warren?
Yes, Elizabeth Warren. Apparently he's been sending out emails. Click on this link if you want to donate money to, to help the folks out there in California. And it actually takes you to the, the Go Blue website, which is just political donations. And she's gotten into a little hot water over that. And I'm like, well, she should be an entire pot of hot water over that.
Exactly. You would think so. Like, but
you would think so.
Never.
A lot of diesel nut oil for her.
But what was the thing? Never waste a
crisis.
Yeah.
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 So I don't know about you guys, but I have heard massive conspiracies on what's going on. So thing number one is the Orange Band is returning, and all of those that were in P. Diddy parties happen to be in the Palisades. So imagine that all that evidence is just gone. Another thing that I've heard is that California wanted to implement 15-minute cities, but, they didn't have the real estate. Now, magically, everything has cleared out. And the reason why they said that is specifically yesterday's interview with Governor Hairstyle. And he said, what better time to reimagine and rebuild this into, the most equitable place? And like, so have you already started? And like, no, we're still trying to put out the fire. But don't you think this is just the best time? And like,
the bestest ever.
Yeah. Well, no concern for everyone who's losing their livelihood because.
What would matter? Right.
Well, let me suppose something on you there, Chief.
Okay.
I'll just sit here. It's okay.
No. You too, Crutch. Goodness gracious. I'm going to ask number one fan if you required a lot of attention when you were a kid.
I required a lot of supervision. It's a difference.
Who pays most of the taxes in any society, including California?
The rich.
If you don't want me answering that, I'm going to shut up.
No, it's rich people, right?
Yeah. They pay more.
I would have added another adjective, but go ahead.
Okay. So most of the homes that have gotten destroyed are rich people's homes. Not all of them, for sure. But a lot of the wealthy have had their homes destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
They got enough money to live wherever they want. Mm. They know that the tree huggers are not going to let them rebuild what they had.
Mm-mm.
So they might as well just sell it as lakefront property, or I'm sorry, beachfront property,
mm-hmm.
and leave. Just go somewhere else, mm-hmm. outside of California.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to the tax base when that happens?
They could pull in New York and tax them even though they left.
No, California invented that.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought the Supreme Court said nay-nay on that.
Nay-nay. Yeah.
But as you saw with the paying off of student loan debt, the government does not really adhere to what the Supreme Court says anymore.
That's true.
Not the truth.
So, yes, this is... I don't see why this is a surprise to anyone. Because this is in the terms of Disney, Agatha all along.
Yeah. Did you see that Disney yesterday donated $15 million to the recovery effort?
That's nice.
It's actually one of the things that I think Bob of Iger did right.
How did they generate the money?
I don't know where they got the money because they're not getting a lot of money. they're losing money hand over fist. But he said, listen, our founder came here with not a lot of money in his pocket, decided to make it his home, and grew all of this out of the out of California, so we should give back. Here you go.
How nice.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, they made the money off the back of child actors and actresses.
Well, I mean, they learned from the Hitler Youth, so it makes sense.
Yeah,
it's true. And speaking of the Hitler Youth, I wonder how they're doing.
You should, you know what? It's about that time. You should take your invitation. Hey, you want to go to the inauguration?
Oh, please let me be there when you do that.
Please be, please.
I'm thinking incoherent. I know fully
the one would go to the inauguration. You want to be it?
You want to be it? Come on.
No, see.
We could ride in your Aston Martin.
That's, I have a black MAGA hat for you.
That is if you want to do it the nice way. If it were me, then I, being the person I am, and since I know both of them, I would say, hey man, I got one more ticket because your brother's coming. You want to join too? And sit back and watch fireworks.
Oh, dude.
And then
the other was masterful.
Now, I can tell you, how do I know this will work? And you can ask the witness to the female witness to the chokeslam event. I had told one person one thing, and then the other person something else, and then watched as they fought each other, not knowing where it started. And they did it in the middle of the skip. So, but they did it in a respectful manner and then would not snitch on each other, which was much different than the other thing that happened. Yeah, but the same female was there for witnessing both things. She was like, y'all need to start behaving. This is a place of business. And I was like, really? Really?
Because that'll do it. Yeah.
Yep. And then of course, when they realized it was me, they both smiled and looked up and it was over.
Chief Dewey is a Loki imitation.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Well, I mean, it was in good fun. It was in reference to Star Trek. So it was making them, you know, unusually perturbed because they knew what the right answer was, but they were convinced the other person didn't. and then I had to finish it with the other thing that the witness would love to say, and I asked the elder by 14 seconds of the Hitler Youth, if he had heard how they were going to revamp Enterprise D. And he looked with an excitement. He said, no, what are they going to do? And I said, well, they're going to Enterprise D's nuts. And look of disappointment on his face while everyone else in the skiff was like, oh, you got him. And he was like, cannot believe you did.
Just killed his puppy.
But then I explained to the witness, that is how you properly set someone up for that, instead of just yelling it out as she was known to do.
It's so childish.
That's why we miss you so much.
Yeah. It's just not the same without you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're off. 2025 is off to a rousing start. Thank you once again for 8 solid seasons in the beginning of the 9th. Please continue to listen. And we'll definitely see you next week, because next week we have the inauguration. Yay. But before we go, please, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Exotic Vacations by Chief. Travel to exciting and secret places to see what few people see. Want conspiracy? Aliens? Both? Chief has the itinerary for you, and no one will know you were there. Send an encrypted email to Exotic Vacations by Chief to schedule your unique getaway today. And Goons Everybody is a Friend travel service. Want your trip to go easy? Don't want to follow all those pesky rules? Just learn how to make people like you, and then travel is your oyster. Travel better, faster, and more relaxed than methods used by other podcast hosts. Learn to make everyone your friend with a few easy techniques. Method endorsed by the Cheap. Sign up today and make travel woes a thing of the past. And Crutch! Exclamation point follows the rules booking company. Want a safe, secure, boring vacation that follows the rules? Crutch! Exclamation point is your man to provide you with a wonderful holiday. You will follow all the rules and wait in line and just take it from the man. Crutch! Exclamation point. For a forgettable yet traditional vacation, just like Jeb! Exclamation point would have. Please clap.
I'm Crutch, and I approve this message.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.